Okay, now I'm going to walk you through an internal launch. This is close to the 21-day launch, although I think it was actually a little bit longer. And this was a launch that I did for a client, one of my earliest clients, a guy who's become a good friend of mine, Brian Sachs. Brian Sachs sold, his market was loan officers, the people that you would go to get a mortgage loan for a home that you were purchasing. And this launch was for it was actually a web-based service. It was for loan officers who were looking for a web presence, a website. And this would give them a nice integrated website. They could just sign up and get all the tools built right in. So we're going to walk through this step by step. So first, I'm just going to show you, this is a basic plan that I put together since we had a team. Brian had a team of, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 people, and they were bringing me in to consult on this thing, or actually, to put the whole entire launch together. I put this plan together so we could all get on the same page. So as you can see, this is a very simple word processing, it's a Word document. Nowadays, when I do these, I'll use Google Documents. So you can basically set up a document there. It's at docs.google.com, docs.google.com. And you can get either spreadsheets or word processing files, and I'll do that. We'll actually work on sales letters and copy scripts and stuff. A lot of times when I'm working with clients, which is actually pretty darn rare, but when I do work with clients or even on my own launches, we'll use Google Docs, and that way we could have multiple people editing a document or proofreading a document at the same time. It can be really powerful. In this case, this is before, the Google Docs really got popular. So I put together this word processing document. I just built it in Microsoft Word, It's a little too fancy. I just created it in Microsoft Word, and then I would send it out periodically through the launch every few days. You can see this is version 2.2. Google Docs is a lot cooler than this. But anyways, you can see basically it's really simple. Our initial shot across the bow was on May 9th. That's where we sent out the survey to the list. And then we walked forward to a launch on June 6th. So if you do the math, May 9th, let's see, there's 31 days. And so that's what, 21, 22 days. This is about a 28-day launch from your first email to launch day. And then we went about, and then we went with a 7-day launch. So it's a fairly lengthy launch. But it was also fairly typical. If you go and compare this to the rough plans I put together for you for the internal launch, you can see it starts fairly slowly. Here, several days apart, we're taking a week between mailings. But then once we get into it, we closed really strong and sent out a heck of a lot of emails, from just before we went live right through to the end. And down below here, you can see I put together a big broad brush to-do list that we had to nail down before we. So now I'm just going to walk you through some of the copy that we used for this launch. Now, this is the first email we sent out. This went out to the main list. And let me just go ahead and put that in here. This went out to the main list, and this is your typical shot across the bow, where we're just letting them know something's coming. Now, you got to remember that most of the people, this is written for, the launch is for loan officers. They're not necessarily internet business savvy. I'm sure they're online like everyone is these days. I'm sure they've got email. I'm sure they're used to using websites, but if they have a website, it's probably a primitive website that's not working all that well, and most likely they don't have a website at all. So, and remember, this is going to a list of people. It's Brian Sachs' list, and he's seen sort of as his marketing person that teaches loan officers how to market their business better. Okay, so you might have noticed that I use the internet a lot. Just look at all the emails I send you. So this is just, you know, a way of breaking the ice, so to speak. The thing that you might not know about me is that until a couple of years ago, my staff wouldn't let me near a computer. They thought I would break it if I even looked at it wrong. So this is touching into like the frustration that a lot of the people reading this would have, that they're not super tech savvy and, you know, they're not super computer savvy. And so Brian, right off the bat, he's disarming, you know, potential objection for them is, you know, before we even get into this, before they even know something's coming, he's saying, hey, I'm not some tech wizard. A couple of years ago, my staff wouldn't even let me near a computer. And then he continues along the same lines. I'm still not a propeller head by any means, but I found the right experts and they've helped me put together a website that has literally exploded my bottom line. So now he's touching into a frustration and an aspiration. These loan officers are basically looking for ways to generate more leads into their business. And here he's telling, and they know that the internet's good for business, but most of them, you know, there's a huge barrier of entry and that's, or intimidation in terms of starting off in business online. So right off the bat, we're tapping into this that, yes, the internet's good for your business, can be good for your business. And yes, even though I'm not, I mean, Brian, the person writing this, I'm not tech savvy, I've still been able to figure this out and it's really building my business. And more along the same lines, the simple truth is that the internet's the greatest business building invention ever, but you have to use it the right way. So we're setting a bunch of hooks here. Again, he's lucky to find the right people. Now, so why am I telling you this? So this is like the what's in it for me, what's in it for you, the reader. And here, I've got an open secret. In fact, I've been working on this for almost 2 years. And so this is the whole anticipation play is once you start talking about how long you've been working on something, that automatically sets people's anticipation meter running. And we try to dig into that a little bit more. The wait is almost over. It looks like we're only a few short weeks away from releasing this new system that will drive more business your way on an autopilot basis, as my kids would say, 24/7. So we're just trying to build some anticipation here that this thing's coming. We've been working on it a long time. It's going to do great things for your business. But before I unleash this thing, a little bit more anticipation play. You know, the more you talk about something's coming, something that they can't have, that's where you start to set the anticipation triggers. I want to do one final check to make sure the system is everything that you need. You always want to be writing about your prospects. So this is where we just ask, I have this one question for you. What are the two most important things that you need from your website? I really want to know, here we go. This is magic copy here. Of course, you know, I wrote all this stuff, so I think it's magic, but I really want to know. Please press the reply button in your email program right now. Type in a quick response and then press your send button. If you take this copy and you use it in your email, it will work. This is powerful copy, that paragraph right there. With so many readers, I can't guarantee a personal response, but I can guarantee that I will personally read your email. So go ahead and let me know. What are the two most important things you need from your website? Now, there's a few things going on here. One is, you know, you don't want people to write in their questions and then get upset with you because you don't respond back. And if you have a larger list, you're going to get hundreds of responses. And you, for the most part, it's very difficult to respond to all of them. So you're just setting that expectation. But also, you're setting in the back of the mind that there's a ton of people reading this thing. So down the road, when it gets to be launch time and there's a limited number available, you know, you've already set it in the back of the mind that there's a lot of people reading this. And, you know, some of this stuff is, it's fairly subtle, but it when you add it all together, it gets to be very powerful. And then you just reiterate here the PS. I love using the PS to reiterate things like this. PS, I'm dead serious about this. And I really do value your feedback. I need to know your answer so I can make sure my web system is perfect. What are the two most important things you need from your website? So if you just take and copy this copy right here, This will work no matter what market you're in, no matter what, you know, what you're launching. I mean, obviously you got to change this a little bit, and you're probably not going to be asking about the two most important things you need from a website. It could be the two most important things you need to know to learn to play guitar or whatever, but you know, you can basically just use this copy and it will work really well for you. Okay, let's move on to the next thing we sent. So that was the May 9th shot across the bow. And then we came back on May 11th. And of course, we're going to report back on all the responses we got, right? So subject line, I'm just plain stunned. And here you're basically reporting back. A couple days ago, I sent out an email asking about the two most important things. The emails came flooding into my inbox. I'm completely stunned by how many folks took the time to write back to me. So this is basically a social proof type of thing, and it's also showing interaction. It's creating interaction. You know, it's showing that you're actually reading this stuff, that you're excited about it, that you want to hear from them. So it's a movement in the direction of interaction and a social proof. And of course, you encourage some more interaction. And by the way, if you haven't written yet, I would still love to hear from you. Then we continue on. I tell you one thing that's really clear. There are a lot of loan officers out there that are awfully unhappy with their websites or who are incredibly frustrated because they can't get a working website up. Of course, this is just sort of tapping into that frustration, you know, sticking a knife in and agitating that frustration that so many people have that either their website's not doing anything or they can't get a website rolling. We continue to agitate the frustration here. You would think that with all the millions of websites out there, it would be a little easier to get a good website up, but it just seems like most so-called web designers or webmasters just want to overcharge you for some bloated site that is nothing more than a glorified brochure. So this is the us against them type of thing. It's the common enemy. And, you know, so many people, you know, they are frustrated because there's these web designers and webmasters out there who just come in and overcharge you and talk in, you know, high-tech geek speak and that these loan officers can't understand. So this is using a common enemy. That's a very, very powerful technique. And then you just continue to agitate that frustration. Well, boy, don't even get me started. I could rant for a long time, and that isn't why I'm writing you. That's sort of, you know, agitating the problem, agitating the frustration. We even talk about, you know, even use the word frustrated up here. If I get this thing centered again, we even use the word frustrated up here. So we're tapping into a major frustration that we know that they have. And of course, how do we know that frustration? Because we just asked them. They just wrote back to us and told us what their big frustration was. We continue on. What my staff and I are working on now is compiling all the emails you sent in. I thought it'd be interesting to come up with a list of the top things that your fellow mortgage professionals need in a website. And this is something we can all learn from. So this is basically setting up pre-launch content, setting up a special report that we're putting together. Once I put this data together, I'm going to put it in a nice report and distribute it for free. If you want to get this report when it's ready, just go to this website and enter your information into the form. So basically what this is sending them to an opt-in for a sublist. It's to get the PDF once it's released, but it's an opt-in for the sublist. And then here we tell them so. I'm also starting a priority notification list for people who might be interested in my new autopilot web system. Once we open this thing up, the number of people we can take will be severely limited, because there's a lot of personal setup time for each site. So we're already starting to tease scarcity here, and we're still, you know, a month out from the launch. So we're teasing scarcity. We're showing that there's a lot of people interested, and we're showing social proof because of all the emails that come flooding in. So you're starting to see how scarcity and social proof go hand in hand. When there's a social proof that there's a lot of demand for something, that makes the scarcity a lot more, it makes it a much more viable and real threat. Okay, and then down here, let's see. We give them another link for the priority notification list. Now, this is the way I typically like to write emails, is basically I take them down and then I give them a link and then a short amount of text and then another link, then a PS and another link. So I like to give them three links. Sometimes I'll if I can find a way to do it within the first 30 or 40 words, I'll do a link, then I'll do some longer copy like this, and then another link, and then possibly even another link. But I always like to use at least three links in general, where we take them down and we sort of take them down through the story, through the setup, give them a link, come back, you know, I don't know how many words, this looks like maybe 40 words, and then another link, the salutation, then the PS, that sets up another link. So here, let's what I did with the PS. Now we're just coming back. Instead of having a hard PS right off the bat that pitches them, this is a kinder, gentler, warm and fuzzy PS. I want to thank you again. If you haven't sent your questions in yet, just hit your reply button, type in the two most important things. So this is a warm and fuzzy interaction relationship type of thing. And then we come back with the final pitch. So often you'll see me do this with the PS, where I'll do a warm and fuzzy and then one with a call to action. I found it to be very, very effective. Okay, let's move along. So here's the landing page, the squeeze page that we sent people to get on the sublist. Remember that last email had three different calls to go sign up for the priority notification list and to get the report. So we just drop them here. Free report reveals the 9 critical components you must have to convert your website from a profit-draining expense into a customizable, profit-producing automated web system. And so it's a pretty standard squeeze page where we just take them down. We tell them, now remember that email is talking about the survey we did. So of course we take them right back to talking about the survey. And then, then we make the promise of the report. And then we basically take them right down and get their name and email address and try to get them to opt into the sublist. So now you can see in the schedule, we were actually sending out postcards because Brian had postal mailing addresses for a large number of people on his list. So he was sending postcards. The postcards was offering that free report and sending people to the squeeze page to get the report. The return on investment for those postcards was extremely high. So basically it was postcards that offered the free report, sent people to the squeeze page. People at the squeeze page, if they opted in, then they got on the sub list to get the report and stay on the launch list. Very, very effective. So then we came back May 17th with another email to the main list. Subject, good news or bad news first. I don't really like that subject line, even though I wrote this, but looking at it now, I probably would put, do you want the good news or bad news? Or which do you want, the good news or bad news? I would try to make it, put the word you in there. Probably wouldn't make a huge amount of difference, but, do you want the good news or bad news first? Or do you want the good news or the bad news? One of those. Okay, anyways. Here we go. I recently surveyed thousands of loan officers about their websites. Then I spent countless hours surfing from site to site, looking at many of them, digging under the hood to see what loan officers are really doing with their websites. So this is just showing the continued conversation, talking about how you read the results and then took the time to surf through the sites. The good news is that most loan officers already have websites. That's definitely good news. In fact, it's downright critical because statistics recently released by the National Association of Realtors shows that over 60% of all home purchasers searched online for information. So this is authority. You're using the outside authority, the National Association of Realtors, and certainly everyone reading this. All the loan officers, they know who the National Association of Realtors is. It's a, you know, a big fancy organization that carries a lot of authority with it. And by quoting an authoritative body like this, it brings authority to you, your email, and, you know, and eventually to your launch. So over 60% of all home purchasers. Now this is, you know, if you, this isn't like they provided this stat for you. This is just a general stat that you're able to quote, but it still brings you authority. Trust me, that percentage is going to dramatically increase in the coming months and years. There's bad news, however, and a lot of it. In fact, I've created a valuable report that reveals 9 crucial elements that you must have to convert your website from a profit-draining expense into a customized, profit-producing automated web system. Now, if you remember back to the squeeze page, this is basically the same. This copy right here is the headline in that squeeze page. And of course, this is sending them back to the squeeze page. This isn't sending them to the report. It's sending them to the squeeze page. This is going to the main list. Then we just tease it to get a little bit more. It truly reveals why most loan officers' websites are dead on arrival the day they are launched, and how to make sure your site isn't one of them. This is just going back to the basic frustration that, you know, we've identified, and that these guys, they either can't get a website up, or they're getting a website up and it's just not getting any traction, not getting any traffic. I don't want too many hands on this report, so I'm limiting access, and I may take it down at any time to see if I see too many downloads. Frankly, I like the fact that most loan officers have basic websites that are costly online brochures. If I was writing this today, I would take this and I'd throw in another sentence or something that says, to make it a little more clear. In other words, the implication here is I like the fact that most loan officers don't have good sites because it makes it easier for me to do business. I would spell that out with another sentence if I was writing it again today. You know, it's always easy to look back and see where you would make changes. This is, you know, the third email we sent to the main list. And this is, again, basically sending them to a squeeze page to get this free report. Okay, so that last email basically went to the main list, telling them that the report's available, and sending them to a squeeze page. So I already showed you that squeeze page and that email. So now I want to show you, this is a special report. And this is the Word document version I have. Doesn't have a lot of fancy formatting, but you'll be able to see the text here. So I'm not going to go through and read this entire thing, but basically we'll just step through it really quickly. First of all, you like to echo a lot of the text throughout the launch, like some of these themes, like this dead on arrival, the day they're launched, and talking about these websites that just aren't doing anything. Now we go back here, we talk about the survey. Again, we're emphasizing the conversation and how we really are paying attention to them and really are reading what they've got. This reiterates that last email saying, yep, people have websites. Here's that stat by the National Association of Realtors establishing the authority. And now we're just going to walk through all these bad news items. Bad news number one, bad news number two, bad news number three, all the way through. Now, what you'll see we do here is basically we're going to either hit objections or frustrations as we go through here. So this is basically, we're talking about the boring brochure sites. So this, you could say this is it could be a frustration that these people that already have websites know they're just not doing anything for them. So it's a boring brochure. It's also what it's doing is we're educating them on what type of sites they don't want. So we're educating them what they shouldn't have, what they don't want. And of course, our product provides the opposite. So our site's not about boring brochures. Then we'll go down. Bad news item number two. This is the idea of we're educating them on that they have to capture contact information. Most of these people probably have static websites that aren't squeezing people, that are not gathering information. So we're basically educating them on why they need this. And of course, our system offers this. So we're going to keep on going. Here's another one. We're educating them. You know, our site, our system offers autoresponders. A lot of these people don't even know what autoresponders are, so we have to educate them that that's something they need, and it's almost a sure thing that their site doesn't do that. They're not collecting information, and they're not following up. And, of course, our system, it actually, we provide them with these, the autoresponder sequences already pre-built. So here we're continuing to educate them. Bad news item number four is they've got to gather testimonials and proof. And of course, the system we have offers that. So basically what we're doing is we're educating them on all the things they need in their website. And they're sitting there thinking, boy, I don't have that. I don't have that. I don't have that. You know, that's if they have a website, they're thinking they don't have any of these things. If they don't have a website, they're thinking, boy, I don't know how to put those things together. So we're educating them on all the things we need, and these just happen to be all the things that our system gives them. Okay, number five. Again, we're educating them on another thing that they need in their website. So we scroll down, item number six. We're just educating them on how to be the perfect buyers for our product. Now, bad news item number seven. You know, once again, we're talking about ad tracking. It's almost a sure thing that their website doesn't have ad tracking. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you know how important ad tracking is. But you know, your typical loan officer probably never even thought about this. So now we're just continuing to educate them on what they need. Number eight, again, we're talking about email. So you can have the autoresponders, you can have broadcasts. These are the things that, you know, once again, we're just teaching them to be consumers of our product. Number nine really goes back to that number one, you know, repeating that you have to gather, you know, contact information and follow up with people. So we basically went through nine items where really, you know, we're touching on some of the frustrations, but really we're mostly educating them on how to be good website buyers. And of course, it just happens that the product we're supplying answers all of those items. Now we're down here. This is a great subhead. Would you rather work hard or make more money? That's not a very tough decision, right? Would you rather work hard or make more money? And this is basically just educating them on, I mean, this goes back to the frustration, the aspiration. The frustration is these people, they know business is being done online, but they either have a website up that's not doing anything for them, or they can't figure out how to get a website up. Now we're showing them how they can get. Oh, and here's a boy. I hope we caught that before we published. But we're now, you know, we're given the promise here. The promise is that you can have a website, and it's going to make your life easier. It's going to generate more business for you, and it's going to do it in an automated fashion. So now we take them down, and basically they've got two choices, you know, either struggle or go with my system. And then we go down here and reiterate. Down here we're sort of hitting in a slightly different fashion. These are all those points we talked about up above, the bad news items. Now we're telling them what they need, and basically our, you know, step by step in each one of these, our system gives it to them. Now, in looking at this report, And then some, you know, this is some more proof, some authority building stuff down here. And that's about it. Now, in looking at this report, we're actually selling pretty darn hard once we get down here. You know, this isn't a pure content report. You know, up above, it tells them stuff they need in their website, but it does sell pretty hard, and it's evident right from the start that this thing's, you know, that we do have something for sale. So sometimes when you're in a launch, you hold back a little longer that something's coming, but this time we really just came right out and told them. Now, remember, this was the report was released on May 17th, which was, you know, about, what, 8 days after the very first email that went out. But we're still about almost three weeks away from launch. So, you know, this just goes to show you that not every launch is a cookie-cutter launch. This one, we basically spilled the beans when we're still several weeks out that something's coming. But let's continue to walk forward through this. Launched.